The Hebrew mystic system termed Kabbalah encompasses many disparate wonders, and one that captures the interest of brainy weirdos like myself is Gematria, the alphanumeric system used to investigate and catalog the nature of God as revealed in language. Those who practice Gematria rejoice in the seemingly more than coincidental associations between aspects of reality that one expects to be completely unrelated. As an example, Gematria delights in the fact that there are exactly 22 solid figures that can be composed from regular polygons. And since there are exactly 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet and 22 pathways in the Kabbalah Tree of Life, the Kabbalist can spend many happy days deciding which solid should be assigned to which pathway. Gematria can seem obsessive, but a little study reveals profound beauty in the lengthy chains of association, and ultimately the art seems no more insane than the mystic theology of any religion, and a reliable technology for demonstrating that, in fact, everything is connected to everything else, and separateness is an illusion. Kabbalists traditionally had a strained relationship with conventional Jewish religion, and were generally viewed as odd intellectuals pursuing unlikely coincidences with little meaning in the real world, whatever that might be. In this respect, they are very like today's conspiracy theorists, who also sift language and fact obsessively, looking for the connections between worldly phenomena that appear on the surface to be completely unrelated. And like Kabbalists, as we conspiracy theorists progress in our studies, we also find that, indeed, everything is connected to everything. So that, for example, the annual hijinks at the Bohemian Grove can be traced back to Egyptian initiatory ritual, and forward from there to Freemasonry and the JFK assassination, and from there sideways to Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons, whose Amalantra and Babylon workings invoked the entity Lam and ripped a void in the etheric planes that opened the way for the modern UFO phenomenon and the military-industrial complex, which, by constructing the High-Frequency Active Oral Research Project, HARP, have brought about most of the modern weather disasters and earthquakes, not to mention 9/11, which has numerological associations linking it to the star Sirius and the secret chiefs, and, well, let's not even get started on ritual child abuse, MKUltra, Project Paperclip, and chemtrails. In fact, let's pretend we never had this conversation. But where Gematria's interlinked meanings are said to gradually lead the devotee to a beatific vision of God illuminating everything, the twisted trails of conspiracy theory end in much darker revelations, though Illuminati may be involved. And this grimmer vision, sadly, seems considerably more in tune with the world we now find ourselves inhabiting. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.